You're about to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Short interviews with high school seniors about what they want to do after high school, as well as the memories they made during high school.
Our next senior in the spotlight is Luke Basic. And Luke, what are your plans following graduation?
I plan to go on a mission for my church for 2 years, and then after that go to a trade school over in the West Coast somewhere.
Now, when you go on a mission, you don't have any idea where they're going to send you. So how do you feel about that?
I kind of hope to go somewhere foreign because I've been in the United States all my life. It'd be kind of fun to get out for a little bit.
All right. So it sounds like you're embracing that idea of just send me wherever. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Probably somewhere working, enjoying myself with the family and stuff. So,
what do you think is important in life? You know, you're spending a lot of time in school. Of course, classes has been the focus. But you as a person, who do you want to be?
Still able to ski and kind of like enjoying the outdoors, I guess. So,
do you have any advice for underclassmen?
I would say play as many sports as you can. If you're second guessing a sport, just do it because you only have 4 years to get it done. So,
and you are quite involved in sports throughout your high school career and also outside of school. What does that give you? What did you gain from those experiences?
I would say friends and also like motivation. Just to have fun and get out there and kind of work hard, do something you don't really normally do.
Do you see recreation being part of your future always? Sounds like that might be part of the plan.
Yeah, something like that.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Gaia Lata-Bard. Tell us how you're feeling about graduation.
I'm super excited, a little bit scared, but mainly excited.
What are your plans following graduation?
I'm going to move to Hilo, Hawaii, and take a gap year and just get involved in the community there. And then I'll be going to nursing school to get my bachelor's.
Why nursing?
I've just always been super passionate about helping people. And I see my mom, she's a nurse, and she inspires me every day. So I would like to follow in her footsteps.
All right. Any other mentors or people who've guided you throughout your high school years?
Tracy Gilson, she's been my dance teacher since I was 13 and my second mom, and she's a really great role model of a strong woman who followed her dreams.
You've done a lot of dancing, a lot of extracurricular activities. What have you gained most from those?
Dance has shaped me as a person, mainly because it just taught me to work harder for what I want, because I might not always have the best scores, but it was the process of getting to where I was that really shaped me.
And what have you learned from the kids? I know you've been a mentor yourself to young dancers.
I definitely learned patience, and I learned to not take everything so seriously because they're having a good time throughout everything, so I should be having a good time, and they really just take every advantage they have to like make a good time, so that's taught me a lot.
And any advice for young kids?
Don't worry too much about what other people think, because in the long run, as long as you're happy, that's what matters.
Thanks for listening to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. And an even bigger thank you to our awesome sponsors. Arts Design, Prospector, Innovations Hair Design, Polar Tankers, Glacier Automotive, First National Bank Alaska, Valdez Native Tribe, Sound Realty, Edison Schwest, North Pacific Fuel, Alaska Halibut House, Valdez Senior Center, Laborers Local 341, Valdez Office Supply, and Haltness Equipment.